USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is calling for gun control amid a surge in violent crimes in the United States. Biden unveiling a new strategy that places a heavy emphasis on curbing gun violence.
Background checks, purchasing a firearm are important. Ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Community policing and programs that keep neighborhoods safe and keep folks out of trouble.
Meanwhile, New York Republican Congressman Nicole Meliotakis blames Democrats' opposition to police officers as the reason behind the surge in crime.
They have to actually change the way that the Democratic Party is viewing our police and making being derogatory toward them and stop the defunding of our law enforcement.
Antivirus software pioneer John McAfee was found dead in a jail cell in Spain. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
At least six people are injured after a pedestrian bridge collapsed in Washington, D.C. First responders say four of those injured were taken to a hospital. A truck that was also partially underneath the bridge is experiencing a diesel fuel leak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
House Republican leaders are holding a press conference, and Minority Leader and California Congressman Kevin McCarthy says that Republicans will introduce a slew of bills to hold China accountable and investigate the origin of COVID-19.
We can no longer wait for this Democrat majority to get to the bottom of where this virus came from. So that's why we have proposed eight pillars that will deliver the transparency and justice all Americans are calling for.
McCarthy continues by saying China needs to be held accountable for bringing the coronavirus pandemic to the world.
This pandemic, we did not invite, but we have spent the ingenuity of America to defeat it. But they must be held accountable for their lies.
As Game 1 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals is set to tip off tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Atlanta Hawks at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, we now know who has the first pick in the NBA draft.
The Detroit Pistons have won the number one overall pick in the NBA's draft lottery. The Houston Rockets will pick second, the Cleveland Cavaliers third, the Toronto Raptors fourth, and the Orlando Magic fifth. It's just the third time in franchise history and the first since 1970 that Detroit will select first overall. Their pick in 1970 was future Hall of Famer Bob Lanier. The 2021 NBA Draft will be held on July 29th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.